reputation of Parliament and the image of the institution has been greatly injured by the allegation. As a result of these observations, your committee comes to the firm conclusion that Honourable Mahamayaga is in contempt of Parliament. The committee came to this conclusion because Honourable Mahamayaga failed to prove that indeed Honourable Bwacha Ajaku had given money to Honourable George Ewusu to be distributed to members of the committee with a view to bribe them, but all the same published this information. Your committee recommends to the House as follows: that the Honourable Member Mr. Mahamayaga be reprimanded by Right Honourable Speaker in accordance with Section 35 of the Parliament Act 1965 Act 300. That Mr. Mahamayaga renders an unqualified apology to the House and thereby purge himself of the contempt.
The MP for Ilo Krobo, Magnus Amwate, seconded the motion for the adoption of the committee's report.
He who alleges must prove. The Speaker, I second the motion.
The Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, after posing the question on the motion, invited the MP for Boku Central, Mahamayaga, to the Bar of Parliament to withdraw his allegation and apologize.
Honourable members, all those in favour of the motion say aye. Those against say no. The ayes have it. The motion is carried. Honourable Ayaria, at this stage, you will respectfully proceed to the Bar of Parliament and render an unqualified apology.
This did not go down well with the minority side of the House. The minority leader, Haruna Idrisu, was on his feet to plead with the Speaker to allow Mr. Ayaria to speak from his seat and not from the bar, as he is not a stranger in the House.
Even though the standing orders provide the process for rendering an apology, the Honourable Mahamayaga is a member of Parliament. And Mr. Speaker, I should request you that you probably give him an opportunity wherever he is as a member of Parliament to respond to the committee's report rather than want to treat him like any other ordinary person.
The MP at the center of the case, Mahamayaga, was then given the opportunity to speak.
I will do myself grave injustice if in rendering the apology, I do not point out certain matters that I also feel are important for you to advert your mind to. In the first place, you set up a committee pursuant to Order 191. First legal question is, does that committee have the power to come to conclusions relating to matters of contempt? Does it have the power? You set it up to find facts and report the facts to you. Does it have the power to come to conclusions on matters of contempt which are clearly spelled out in Order 30, 31, and 32? Facts, not to conclude on contempt, because the issues of contempt are clearly defined in the standing orders. Mr. Speaker, the second question is, they use criminal standards determining the burden of proof. If you conclude that you want to use the criminal standards, then you might as well have, during the proceedings, used the criminal process. If you call a witness in any criminal trial, he should also cross-examine the other side so that you can come to the conclusion that will enable you to exact criminal sanctions. You didn't do that. Mr. Speaker, if you say I should apologize, I apologize.